Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and I am saying hello to you because, yes, once again, it is time for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus smirking across the table at me to ask me some questions. Ian, how are you?
It's exciting to be on opposite sides here. But before we can play this week's show, clear up the challenge from last time.
I said, start with the name Van Doren. Add a letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell a five-letter word that can precede the word gas and a four-letter word that can follow the word gas to make common two-word phrases. What are the words?
If you add an O, you can make radon gas and gas oven.
Very good. All right, Ian.
Well, Mike, if it sounds like we're running on fumes today, it's because it's the end of a week that, maybe you heard, included the midterm elections on Tuesday.
What?
As usual, we were here in the newsroom until the wee hours covering the results.
Picks or it didn't happen.
Every election is about endings and beginnings. So in honor of election night, each correct answer this week will be two words, the first ending with an N and the second starting with an N.
Okay.
Name the National League Baseball team that moved to its current East Coast city in 2005.
That would be the Washington Nationals.
Yes, are you a fan of that franchise?
I am a fan of that. If I had to choose a National League team, that probably would be my choice.
The Princeton University mathematician, whose struggles with mental illness were portrayed by Russell Crowe in the 2001 Oscar-winning film A Beautiful Mind.
Well, that is John Nash.
Yeah, so we both asked each other math questions in the last 2 weeks. Go figure.
How has this happened?
The Saturday Night Live alum, who's the only Weekend Update host to fit this category.
It's got to be Kevin Nealon.
Yeah, great job. The second most populous city in its country, it's the southernmost capital in the world.
It's going to be a city in New Zealand. And so what's the city in New Zealand? Wellington, New Zealand.
Yes. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Maybe that's also what I was trying to figure out, is maybe if there was another name. Okay. Wellington, New Zealand, he said. Final answer.
Wellington is also now known as Wellywood, thanks to the filming of the Lord of the Rings series. For the last question, this is something that you taught me.
Ooh, a throwback.
The title subject of a 1959 film. It's an idea from Commander Eros to get humans' attention by resurrecting the dead.
Okay, give me a hint.
The making of this film was the subject of a lauded later film starring...
Oh my gosh. Okay. That's really good. Okay. I'm with you now. Here's the thing. Because I forget sometimes that numbers can be spelled out in words.
Because you're a math guy.
Because I'm a math guy. Right. You're talking about Plan 9.
Nicely done, Mike.
From Outer Space.
Mike Nothnagel went 5 for 5. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions to take another look at these questions that Ian asked me. You can look at the answers in case you've forgotten them, as I have already. There's also probably some extra credit over there and this challenge. Ian.
Start with the name Nancy Pelosi. Rearrange the letters and you can spell a current country name and a former country name. What are they? Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you keep working on that challenge, and we'll be back for, let's hope, a slower week next week.
Here's to that. We'll see you then.